Every year, the governor declares 1 week in the fall to be that week for folks to start getting ready for all the 6 months of winter we're about to face. Mm-hmm. And it's just a week to get your car ready, get everything you need ready, find your coats, gloves, all that, because yeah. we know we're going to need them. And you'd be shocked at the number of people last Friday I saw on the West End, Nagani, Ishraming. They're out there trying to defrost their cars. No scrapers, no things like that. And you're like, well, it is October.
Yeah, I saw friends of mine on Facebook that were talking about it, saying, you know, I can't believe I didn't have a scraper in my car, you know, but we didn't think about it because actually, you know, it kind of turned into a nice fall mm-hmm. so far, and we're not really thinking about it. What, you don't have one, Mike?
That ain't it.
What is it?
We don't want it to be winter yet. That's what it is, man. There's, everybody has scrapers. We all got them. But if they're in our garage, well, we don't want it to be winter yet.
Winter is, though, an important part of our region.
It's coming whether we like it or not.
We can't hide from it, and we've learned how to work with it. Now, so we talk about winter tourism and all that kind of stuff, so it's good to get ready for that. But, you know, that's kind of a good message, is now is the time to get ready.
Absolutely. You know, and we're coming off a historically cold winter last year, one that people are going to remember for a long time. And so it, you know, I think a lot of us, like you were saying, they just wanted to be the deniers and yeah. say, it's not going to come again. It's not coming. But the reality is it's almost here. And so we should just take a few minutes just to get ready.
Well, that leads to the next question that I'm sure everybody's asking you right now. How is this winter looking? I mean, we've heard all kinds of speculation, all kinds of up and down things on the internet that people who are self-proclaimed weather experts are saying this, that, and the other thing. You're kind of in the know, and we're kind of close enough, I think, that you have models that could kind of give us an idea. What are we expecting this winter?
Well, I will say all those things floating around on social media saying this winter is going to be as bad or worse than last year, you could pretty much throw those out. I mean, I think it's just a lot of people going off the hysteria of the winter we just went through.
Right.
When we go through such a historically unusual event like we saw last winter, the probabilities of us having a repeat performance are so low that we're basically 100% confident that it will not be as cold or brutal for as long as it was last winter.
That's good to hear. What does it look like as best as you can tell?
Right now, obviously the seasonal forecasting last fall, I remember sitting in here and you asked me the same exact question. You're like, how is this upcoming winter look? And at that time, there was no indication that we were going to face the persistent brutal cold that we did. You know, and so now here I am again this fall sitting and looking at what we can get our, you know, point, hang our hat on to say this may affect how the mm-hmm. winter may go. And there's some indications for other parts of the country. The West Coast probably is going to be warmer than normal. The Southern United States will be cooler and wetter than normal. But when we're in weak El Nino regimes like we're going to be this winter, there's not a direct correlation to the Upper Great Lakes. We've had warmer than normal and colder than normal winters. So we could really go both ways. And it's mm-hmm. not just the weatherman saying, well, he doesn't know. The reality is, we can't say with high certainty, other than we know for a fact it's not going to be as cold as it was last winter.
But what are some of the things that folks need to have ready just in case maybe we've got some good storms coming as well?
Well, the big thing obviously is preparation and common sense. And, you know, it's just if people apply that little bit of common sense, they should be okay. You know, mm-hmm. I tell folks, if you survived last winter using the tools that you had in place, then you should be able to survive most winters up here in the UP. Mm-hmm. It's just taking those couple of minutes to get ready, you know. Most people don't think, well, why in the world would I have to put a little safety kit in my car? Well, you know, you never know when you're going to get stranded when it's 20 below zero off the side of the road and you're going to look for a blanket, you know, some water, something to snack on, yeah. or, you know, a shovel and some kitty litter, things like that in case it's pretty slippery and you slide off the road. So simple things just, you know, just to get ready. Your hats, gloves, finding them, getting ready. I know it's tough to get the kids to want to wear their coats, you know, and everything. But one of the big deals we had last winter were the number of days the kids had off from school because of the cold, low wind chills and mm-hmm. the really cold mm-hmm. weather. And people don't realize it, you know, in 20 minutes or so with wind chills of 30 below zero, you really are putting yourself at risk if you're outside and not ready for it.
Well, you need to be prepared for it, and that's what it's all about. I guess if people want to find out some more information, I'm sure they could get in touch with you guys or look on your website, which is what?
Absolutely. Weather.gov and click on the UP. They'll get more information. They can follow our social media streams. We'll be sending out information this week with regards to little safety things that people can be doing and get ready. And then all through the winter season, if they have smartphones, whatever, there's plenty of apps available for them to make sure they're staying up to date with mm-hmm. what's heading their way later on.
Yeah, there are so many options now that we didn't have even 10 years ago in terms of getting the information, which is good. But as we wrap up with you, Matt, again, let's kind of recap what the winter is looking like. You know, you're saying it's not going to be as bad as last year, but, you know, after last year, almost anything would be an improvement, it seems like.
Well, that's true. When you have 120 years worth of record data and we shatter all the winter records we have with that period of record, it's very unlikely for us to see a repeat performance. And so, you know, what we look here as we're pretty good looking out from the rest of this month into December, and it looks like we're going to be going through these spells of, you know, may get cold for 3 or 4 days and then moderate. There's no sign right now, at least for the next 6 weeks, where we're going to get locked into a pattern that we had last year where it was persistent cold, cold, cold.
Well, it's going to be cold. It's going to be snowy. It's winter in the UP, but it's probably not going to be as bad as last year.
Right. That's the guarantees. It's going to turn colder. There will be snow, and we just have to get ready with it and get ready to deal with it as we do every year.
Matt Zika with us from the National Weather Service office in Negaunee Township. Thanks for your time this morning, and keep us posted with other updates.
Thank you very much.